We are recording now.
Okay.
So, Anything you say will be on the show from now on.
Canon will be used against you, and people will quickly realize that weird off mic is the same as weird on mic.
I try to explain that to people.
Do people not get that? Do people think that I'm a character?
You're a character, all right.
You're definitely a character. You're a figment of our imagination.
Yes, but I mean, I'm not playing a character here. That's because it's easier that way.
As soon as we stop.
Well, if anything, you're slightly, I'm saying only fractions of slightly.
Angel's dancing on the head of a pin, yes.
Yes, like you're slightly more chill in real life.
Well, that's only because you only can hear me right now. It's kind of like blind people have a better sense of hearing. That's really what it is. When it's only one sense, like, thank goodness we do not have a smell-only internet feed. Because,
a smell cast.
They're working on that.
I would have to give it my all.
Oh, no.
The nice thing about it is when you can see me and be in my presence and smell me when I cut a horrible one and all that, I don't feel the need to be quite as animated.
Oh, I see. Okay. Would you
and
stop
oftentimes
the
when
couch?
Oftentimes when I'm hanging out with Brita in Meat Space, I'm considerably more drunk.
Oh. That's true. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Since 2 weeks. Last show.
It's been a weird 2 weeks.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is not the real thing at all, but I feel like, you know, like when the Catholics go in for confession, they go, forgive me, Father, it's been X amount of time since my last confession. It's been 2 weeks since my last show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mea culpa, mea culpa.
It's okay.
That's all right.
You're forgiven.
We had three Hail Marys. Shove five acorns up your butt. Drink three Hail Marys? Oh, okay.
Is there a cocktail called the Hail Mary?
I would be shocked if there wasn't.
I would be shocked as well.
He's Googling it.
Typing. I oftentimes mute when I'm doing this, but in this case, I think you want to hear how exciting.
You're extremely excited.
Ooh. Ooh, no. It looks like a Bloody Mary version.
Oh, I like Bloody Marys.
Do you like Bloody Marys?
Oh, yeah.
Do you run
undecided.
The
what?
Do you run the gamut of Bloody Marys? Like, do you also do the Bloody Mary and the Bloody Maria and the Bloody Caesar?
I don't know those.
I'm trying to remember what the one with Clamato is.
Ew.
One with chlamydia?
Yes.
I just do the one with, like, tomato juice and, what is it, vodka?
Yeah.
And Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, yeah, and lots of spices.
Yeah, that's the one. That's a good morning after one.
This is
morning after what? Your one drink the night before?
Damn it.
Jesus.
Oh, sometimes according to this one, it is at least I'm on completecocktails.com, and according to them, the Hail Mary is simply a virgin Bloody Mary, so it's just simply a bottle of Bloody Mary mix.
Ew. No. Oh weird, I got some elderflower syrup.
Ooh!
From
you're making that up.
No, I'm not. My mom got it for me from IKEA. Apparently, they sell elderflower syrup and some sort of, like, I think rhubarb also. And of course, you know, the first thing you do, make a cocktail with it. I guess you're supposed to make a drink with it. You know, like add it to seltzer or whatever. But please make a cocktail.
What'd you make for a cocktail?
It was vodka and lemon, like a squeeze of lemon and some elderflower syrup and some seltzer water. It was lovely and refreshing.
Okay.
Yep. I'm
trying to think if that
would
happen.
I don't know what else to do with it. It was good though.
Oh, I have the elderflower liqueurs and that shit I use on everything. Like I will only make my gimlets and my margaritas with elderflower.
Margaritas.
Alan, do you have any idea what they're talking about?
No.
Okay, good.
I've had the elderflower cider. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Does your elderflower syrup taste vaguely of lychees, Brita?
Yes, it is kind of fruity like lychees.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. I just wanted to make sure. Lychees!
Is there kimchi involved?
No, it's a...
Why would you want it to have something that tasted like lychees?
No, it doesn't taste like lychees. They're bitter. I'm sure they are. They're annelids. Earthworms are bitter. Don't ask.
Are they?
Yeah.
What do slugs taste like?
I've never put a slug in my mouth. Thank you very much.
Because slugs are Myra's absolute number one favorite food.
No shit.
No shit. She will pass up anything for a slug.
Wow. Good girl.
Yep. Yeah, she...
She's a keeper.
Yeah, she... I mean, she likes worms and she likes pill bugs and she likes, like, other little critters that she finds, but she will... She will pass up anything for
a slug. Have you fed her tequila worms?
I have not.
A drunk turtle would be hysterical.
Although, well, usually her insects need to be moving for her to be interested.
Well, it is simply an agave worm. It's just a moth that lays its eggs in the agave plant. And then the worms eat the agave leaves until they get cooked and put into mezcal.
Oh, I wanted to mention that since it is September 1st.
It sure is.
It is now officially pumpkin spice season.
Oh.
Wasn't that one of the Spice Girls, pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice, yes.
No.
Oh, God. And if you are one of the many corporations that are now that it's September incorporating a pumpkin spice blank into your menu repertoire, fuck you in the neck.
You are what is wrong with America.
I love pumpkin spice.
Do you
I will
really?
Buy pumpkins. Oh, my God. You know, very frequently I will ask for, instead of a birthday cake, I want a pumpkin pie.
Oh.
What about apple pie?
Except my birthday's in June. So my mother, of course, is like, no, I'm not making pumpkin pie in June.
Why would you not make pumpkin pie in June?
Because it's June. You don't make pumpkin pie in June. But I got pumpkin pie for my birthday once.
For the longest time, it's been a few years because my wife hasn't offered, and it's really not that important to me because I really don't have that much of a sweet tooth. But for my when we first got married, like, it used to be like all my life, it would be for my birthday, I would have just some sort of like grocery store sheet cake for my birthday.
Right.
And then suddenly my wife went, oh, yeah, it's your birthday. I'm going to make you a cake. Wait, you're going to make me a cake? What kind of cake do you want? For a number of years, grocery store sheet cake that tastes like shit. My birthday cake is a red velvet cake without the red food coloring and chocolate frosting.
So just chocolate cake then.
But it's a little bit different.
Okay.
Red velvet's a little different than just regular chocolate.
A little bit.
Oh,
what about black velvet?
See, now you're hurting me. black velvet with Elvis airbrushed onto it.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Gotta have the Elvis.
You know what? I really fucking want that now.
So in honor of pumpkin spice season.
And just
today,
so you know, not the thin, cute Elvis. I want the fat Elvis with like the double chin, the sideburn, and like the insane sunglasses. Yeah.
And the jumpsuit,
dropping
right?
Dead from
the
juice.
Cape. With cape.
With cape. No capes.
That's right. I want the hanging with Richard Nixon Elvis.
Oh, God.
He was fat then, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw him in 1974 in concert Richard in Nixon? Fort Worth. Yes, Richard Nixon. He put on a great show. Elvis.
Yes, I figured you
How
had
old were you?
Oh, I don't know. 74.
Like 11?
So I was like 11.
Oh, your mom loved Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Mom was.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Mom loved Elvis big time. And so Elvis was in town and she was all like, I may never get the chance to see him again.
That's
little
true.
Did she know.
Yeah.
So.
What year did he die?
74. So we packed up and drove to Fort Worth, which is, I don't know, like 30 miles away, give or take. And then, saw Elvis.
Excellent. Was he shit-faced?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Is he on lewds?
Yes.
He seemed
chances are good.
Chances are good. But
Was he sweating bacon grease?
I wasn't that close to. I couldn't tell. We were up in the cheap seats. So,
what did he sing?
Elvis songs.
Elvis songs. Yeah. Duh.
Technically speaking, there weren't any Elvis songs.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Standards he was known for.
Yes.
Yeah. So my first big rock concert was Elvis.
Elvis. Boy, you're old.
That's pretty cool. Elvis,
1974.
Old. Speaking of old, your birthday's coming up, Alan.
No, it didn't.
This week.
Nope. No way.
Nope.
Yes.
Not this week.
Big 6-0.
Well, within a week. It's your birthday.
Yes.
Not technically this week, are but we, within a week.
We're not recording yet, are we?
Yes, we are.
We totally are.
I missed the hello internet. Sorry.
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one.
Slacker. That was slacker.
You know what,
Weird
internet?
Slacked.
You've been listening. I've been watching you. Hello, internet.
Weird's been watching you through your window.
That's right. Internet. That's right. And you know what? You should really you should be a little less modest, internet. Come on. Don't be uptight.
And pick your underwear up off the floor. Please.
What?
And pick your underwear.
They can put their fucking
floor,
underwear wherever they want, Alan. Don't be such a neat freak.
You know, there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than you know, scrolling through a porn site and seeing some, you know, hot chick standing there in her little pose, and the room she's in is just completely trashed.
I just totally learned something about Alan.
He pays attention to the set.
Yeah. Well. Guys who wear socks.
Everybody wears socks. That's
no, I mean, like, you know,
just buck ass naked, but a pair of socks.
Yeah, no,
take off the socks.
That's because no, yeah, that's because they don't want their feet touching that floor, and I don't blame them.
Well, okay.
All right, let me turn that around.
Okay,
I've got to say, I am like the only reason why I am not like walking around my yard barefoot like all the damn time is because I don't want to be obligated to scrub my feet in the shower every single night, sort of idea. I'll walk anywhere with bare feet. And going on that level, like everyone talked about, like, oh yeah, in college you gotta have like shower shoes, you gotta wear flip flops in the shower, and I'm like, fuck you, no, I'm fucking going to the shower. When I go into the shower, I get completely buck ass naked. I mean, ever so often I won't take my watch off, whatever. And then I will wash all my bits and pieces and I will get out. And like, if there's anything gross on the floor, I wash the bottom of my feet. It cleans it off. And I got no like feet herpes or anything like that.
It's because everybody else was wearing shower shoes.
Yeah.
So you were like,
you're relying on herd immunity.
Yeah. Yes. You're like the anti-vaxxer, Weird.
Fuck you guys.
Anti-vaxxer. Why do you hate science?
Just for that, I'm voting for Jill Stein, you sons of
bitches. Why do you hate science, Weird?
I'm voting for Jill Stein, you sons of bitches. So
Jill Stein.
It won't matter.
Can we segue, Jay? I think that's a segue. Speaking of anti-science, Jay presented a very interesting story for us to read.
What?
The professor at the University of Colorado.
Oh, the one doing the hunger strike?
No, the one that was telling students to drop out if they did not believe that humans were causing global warming.
Oh.
This is so how like the left works, is they are so we need to have an important discussion on this and do whatever they can to avoid the discussion.
Of course.
And it's the same argument with the whole like, oh, we need to get common sense gun control laws. Well, by calling them common sense gun control laws, you're immediately stating that any opposition is like completely nonsensical. They're just shutting the debate down because guess what? They don't want to have to defend themselves because they're full of shit.
Yes.
And again, 90% of the scientists. No, not really. No, 90% of the scientists.
Well, science is so settled that we have to stifle any criticism of it.
90% of scientists used to think bleeding people was good for their health. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, if you'll notice, like, as much as I find many of the members of the hyper atheist evolution groups that are out there you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy being the biggest fucking ass clown of them, and Neil deGrasse Tyson only half behind them. Yeah, they're assholes, but if you notice, they do encourage debate. Well, I don't know about Neil deGrasse Tyson, but Bill Nye will indeed bring on creationists and debate them over their
Well, it's just because he wants to make fun of them.
Right.
That's true. That's true. But it's but it is not like they are stifling debate.
Well, but he's also not. I may be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that he doesn't invite debate for things that he might be shaky on.
Oh, absolutely not.
So
the debate is all one way. It's not like he's, you know, it's not like he would debate. I mean, I guess maybe me might be a little bit much because it's not like I'm that studied on it, but I'm a little bit learned in all that. And no, I think that the global warming thing is a lot of bullshit because, hey, guess what? Everything they've been telling me ever since I've learned about it back when it was called the greenhouse effect. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Don't talk about that shit anymore. Even though, hey, guess what? How's all this carbon dioxide problem coming through it? Oh, it's the greenhouse effect, but we got to call it something different because sometimes it's really fucking cold.
Wasn't the Arctic supposed to be ice free by now?
Arctic's supposed to be ice free. There's all those all those coral atolls in the South Pacific that are supposed to be gone.
Oh yeah, and half of Florida was supposed to be underwater too.
Half of Florida, New York City, New Jersey, a lot of these coastal metroplexes all gone. Gone.
That reminds me when somebody was when Sandy hit New York. There was somebody who was like, see, global warming is real. New York's underwater.
Yeah. Oh no.
I actually used Sandy with the found out like NASA actually released their data on their sea level change and said, yes, the sea level is rising 3 millimeters in the last 10 years.
Oh,
so, and I went, how in the blue fuck could they measure that?
They can't.
Now, I understand that you can measure 3 millimeters even using satellites and all the, with the technology they have, except for in Sandy, what was the storm surge? Do you guys remember?
It was huge, yeah, wasn't it?
It was, I don't know.
11 feet.
Well, there you go.
They had an 11-foot storm surge. That is so, and for those who are not aware, because storm surge is pretty cool shit. What storm surge is the low pressure zone over a massive tropical depression is so high that it actually vacuums up the ocean and causes it to have like a big blister.
I thought it was because the wind blew the waves.
I mean, so no, it's not actually.
That's
wave action. But storm surge is actually a big old fucking blister in the ocean.
Oh, cool.
From it getting essentially hoovered up by the low pressure zone.
That's a lot of damn energy.
That's a lot of damn energy. That's why it's so fucking cool. And all
but
that.
It's our SUVs, damn it.
Did that 11 feet. Yeah, no. It was, I mean, the seas were probably, you know, were probably 30 feet high from the storm, but it was 11 feet of storm surge, which meant that when the wave crashed, it was still 11 feet above sea level.
Right.
Like literally sea level was 11 feet above sea level. And I'm absolutely not even saying that wrong.
Cool.
And so, but when you've got like just literally the difference of, you know, in Portland, Maine, where I grew up, there was nine foot tides. You know, the ocean would go up, you know, would go up 9 feet and down 9 feet. And so you've got that, which you can average that away. That's not actually that hard for them to deal with. But with things like storm surge and just, I mean, cause also this is also happening with just atmospheric conditions. Just when it's just a cloudy day, you might be a couple millimeters above sea level and nobody cares.
Right.
So how the fuck does NASA figure out that it is like less than a centimeter sea level rise and it's due to global warming? You know how they can tell?
The science is settled.
You know how they can tell? You know how they can tell? They can tell because grant applications.
Exactly. That's where they're getting the money.
That's why I fucking wrote on my grant application so I could continue to fund my multi-million dollar lab. Fuck you.
That's my, I think, probably my favorite criticism. Oh, the scientists that have come out against global warming are all paid by the oil companies. as opposed to the scientists who claimed that global warming is real, who are all applying for grants.
Yep, who are all being paid for by
government,
by government entities. And oddly enough,
they have a vested interest in proving global warming so that they can exert more control.
I mean, it's that's the whole, like, you know, watermelon socialist, green on the outside, red on the inside. It's just simple.
Yeah, that's common with everything. Anybody, anytime, there's this like myth that, you know, among a certain number of people that, you know, anything the government does is automatically good, and anything business does is automatically bad.
Yep.
So when in fact, it's more like, you know, 80-20 both ways. Like 80% of what the government does is horrible. 20% of what business does is probably pretty bad. And
80%, Alan, you are quite the optimist.
Actually, I have an interesting story. I was actually I was up at my parents' house this morning because I got rid of my daughter, sold her on the black market
on the internet.
Sold her on the internet. No background checks.
Cool.
thank you. I'll be here all week. and my dad just mentioned offhand, I forget what it brought up, but their town is insanely liberal, and therefore they've made it illegal for grocery stores to give out plastic bags. So when you buy your groceries, you need to either put them in those reusable ones.
Paper? Are you letting paper?
Put them in paper bags.
Well, remember.
And I said, that is evil.
Not all that long ago, paper bags were evil because they were cutting down forests. They were clear cutting South American forests.
Which is why we have paper bags.
But
which is why we have plastic bags. Exactly. Because paper was.
So here's the big thing is I was pointing out the fact that, so now my grocery store, there's a special thing. I hate the reusable bags, except at my grocery store, because my grocery store, I scan my card at the door, and it gives me a little hand scanner. So I scan all my groceries while I'm shopping, and I just stuff them into the bags that I keep in my car. So when I get out of my car, I get my shopping cart, I put my daughter in the shopping cart, I put the bags in the shopping cart, go in, get my scanner, scan all my groceries, and then walk through the 12 items or less aisle because I have one item, the scanner.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. Because also,
wait. Is it 12 items or less aisle? Is it manned by a person?
Yep.
Oh.
Why?
Because I don't like dealing with people.
Oh, I mean, I could go. I also use the problem is I also use coupons, and the more times you have to interact with the robot with the robot cashiers,
right.
More time it's going to go into error, and you have to not only interact with a person, but you also have to wait your sweet time while they get to you.
Right.
I did love it back in grocery store times when they'd have like 8 lanes of self-checkout and one person just standing there overseeing it all.
Yes.
That was awesome because as soon as your thing went into error, they were right there because that was their fucking job. Now you've got to wait for one of the baggers to drop everything they're doing to come help your ass.
Oh.
So therefore, no, I go through the human being one, because while I do only have one item, if for some reason I don't have any coupons, I go through the robot line, because it's just one item to scan. It's not going to fuck up. But if I've got coupons, one of those things is going to go into error. No, and then I'm going to need to wait for help. So I know I don't save any time. But yeah, so I use the reusable ones there. But about twice a year, I will go and not do any of that and shop like you normally do, and have them put everything in plastic bags because we keep our plastic bags and we use them for various things. And when we run out, it's time to go back to the grocery store and get more plastic bags. We don't keep paper bags around because they're not good for anything.
No, they fall apart. Yeah, well, they're good for cats. We like that. We actually get paper bags once in a while because the cats like to play with them.
Oh, okay.
But that's about it.
Yeah. But plastic bags, you can use them to store things. You can use them to throw away poopy diapers. They're just good for just secondary containment, whatever. There's a lot of good uses for a plastic grocery bag. And my dad pointed out that, oh yeah, well, the paper bags can be recycled. Except no, they can't. I mean, we can argue about paper being recyclable, but it's not. Number one, try to find anything useful that is made 100% recycled material. Like, at best, you will get those, like, crunchy-looking, like, greeting cards that have, like, the big old chunks of, like, tree bark and shit in them. They're all, like, fibrous and shitty-looking and brown. And they are made of maybe 10% post-consumer products. Like, they are very, very, very almost no recycled material in there. I'm sure some of this, like, weird, like, packing stuff and things like that is recycled paper, but it's, you got to really hunt to find something that's made out of recycled paper that is used in everyday life versus when you grab a notebook to write something down or put a post-it note on your desk to remind you to do something or write down somebody's phone number off of your answering machine or, you know, get the newspaper or cut.
Do you have an answering machine?
I do have an answering machine.
Oh my God.
I know. Wait, you don't, wait, you miss, like, still had a rotary dial?
We don't use, not plugged in the wall. We don't have a landline anymore.
Okay, good for you. Dumped it.
Did you read, there's a PG O'Rourke book, and he spends a lot of time talking about recycled stuff.
Yep.
And he was talking about how recycling paper is actually worse for the environment than just making new paper. Because of all the detergents that you need to use and all the water that you need to use.
And
all
it needs to be, it needs to be picked up at your curb.
Right.
Or wherever you dropped off, but it needs to get hauled to a sorting center. And then once it's sorted, it gets packed on trucks and hauled to a recycling center. And then they do all sorts of stuff to cook it down and chop it up and bleach it out and make it and just do all these like horrible toxic industrial shit to it. Only to produce something that is almost not usable.
You know how you can tell if something's worth recycling?
If someone will pay you to take.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone will pay you for it.
Yep. No. And that is plastic and metal are actually decently recyclable, which is the shit that you can get people to pay to take it. Not as much plastic as, you know, as metal. Metal's way more valuable, but they are very, very easy to be, and glass. They're very easy to be recycled into perfectly usable secondary products and all that. But yeah, paper is just completely not recyclable. And where does the paper come from? No, we are not
endangered South American rainforest.
Yeah, we are not
clear. Tree farms.
So yeah, now we are clear cutting the rainforest and we are cutting down old growth forests in the Pacific Southwest and we want
free range the trees. Border.
And what are they making those old growth forest trees into?
Guitar frets.
Yes, houses, boats, yeah. Expensive furniture. Shit that rich Democrats buy.
Bernie Sanders' fourth vacation home.
That's right. For paper, toilet paper, cardboard boxes, packing material, all of that shit. Where does that come from? It comes from tree farms. We grow grow the trees exactly the same way we grow fucking.
Keep those poor trees in.
Yeah, we grow.
They're packed in a tiny crate, you inhuman monster.
That's right. That's right. We de-beak the trees.
Mike has a really good saying. He always says about recycled paper. He says, if you think recycling paper, how does he say it? He says, recycling paper to save trees is like recycling bread to save wheat.
That's good.
It's that the good. Same concept though, right?
Exactly so, the same concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like vegan people who are like, oh no, you can't like, you know, eat cows and lamb and chickens and you can't eat them. And I'm like, do you realize that if you stop eating cows and wearing leather and drinking milk, cows will cease to exist?
It's true.
It's not like there's going to be like free range cows, like, you know, running around the landscape. It's not going to happen. There's no point to having them.
So let's step back. Let's just imagine that vegans are the shallow people that they are and that and that they will say that there is a difference between a cow and a grasshopper. You know, that, you know, oh, you know, you driving down the street in your, you know, in your 86 Volvo and a beetle splatters on your windshield, that, you know what, that sucks, but it's not, right. it's different than running over a squirrel or running over a dog. And
nothing is worse than running over a squirrel.
No, that's true. That's true. But the big thing is that except for cute, fuzzy animals with faces get murdered at extremely high rates when you're cooking the soybean and wheat and all that, when you're threshing those fields. Because, hey, guess what? They plant them in the spring and they harvest them in the fall. And in the meantime, those become a habitat.
Right.
And so some of the animals get murdered by the grain combines, some of the animals get crushed by the tractor wheels, and some of the animals just find themselves going, I've got no place to hide, as the hawk rips their innards out while they're still alive. Congratulations, vegans. Oh, and we can also add in the whole thing of the, getting a pound of beef is like using 1,000 pounds of grain or whatever the fuck the story is.
That's right. It's efficient.
Yeah. Saying that beef is not efficient at all because you got to use so many pounds of plant matter to grow that cow up. Except for mostly they eat grass. It's only last few months of their lives that you put them in the feedlots and give them the good stuff.
It feeds back into your comment, though, because guess what? We're not going to, if we all went vegan, we're not going to just massacre all the cows. They're still going to be out there eating that shit.
It's true.
Yeah. It's like, except it's a false dichotomy. You can't say cows use too much resources.
No, that's not true, because if the factory farmers weren't feeding them all the corn and wheat, then they would be starving to death, which is considerably better than them being blissfully unaware before a captive bolt gun splits their frontal lobe. Speaking of which, cows. Yeah, pa-ting.
Mario, take it easy.
And cows are delicious.
Yes, they're made of meat. If God didn't want us to eat them, he wouldn't have made them of meat.
It's true, Jay. That's absolutely true.
Like pigs. If we weren't supposed to eat pigs, they wouldn't be filled with bacon.
Speaking of pigs, Anthony Weiner.
Good segue.
That was nice. Well done.
Anthony Weiner.
I am amazed at what a piece of shit he is.
It's extraordinary.
Like, okay, I get that he's like wants to fuck everything that moves. I get
because
that,
his wife is dating Hillary.
Yeah, I get that he likes to show people
they're not dating. They're going dong to stay.
And all of that. You know what? I can sympathize with that. You know, I can't empathize with it, but I can sympathize with it. But the moment your fucking kid like comes into the room with you.
Yeah. Game over.
Mean, you want to talk about the biggest fucking boner killer on earth. Daddy, what are you doing?
You would think.
Yeah. Unless you are a fucking sociopath and nymphomaniac.
Oh God.
Or satyriacist, I think is the appropriate term for Anthony Weiner.
But, horrible person.
Yeah. I don't know.
But at least his wife's a piece of shit too.
Yeah. Well, there's that. You know, I don't have any pity for any of them. You know, but it's really weird to me. Like it's like this. Okay, so you have Huma, right? Mm-hmm. And you have Hillary, okay? And they both have these husbands that are
philanderers.
No, it goes beyond that.
By the way, can I just
goes beyond philandering? Really?
They're just maladjusted.
They're users of women.
Well, yes. Although it's like I can't even describe it. It's just really weird. It's like it's kind of looking at like two kind of parallel relationships. Like you've got Huma and Hillary that are like these women that are rah rah rah, you know.
Woman, hear me roar.
And then you have these guys that are like sociopath, sexual, predator. Well, you know, to an extent, you know, sexual predators. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Okay.
Yeah. Serial rapist.
And
using Hillary's own criteria, he's a rapist.
Yes. But, like, aside from Bill Clinton being a rapist, he also has this kind of, like, predatory sexual thing going on. Like, it's almost, it's an impulse control thing. But luckily for him, he has all these liberal women who are like, oh, you're going to support our women's right to choose, and you're going to, you know, push forward women's pay equality and whatever the shit liberal women want. I don't know. But they fall at his feet. I mean, even to this day, you have liberal women saying, ooh, Bill Clinton, he's hot. Really?
Especially
so,
these days.
So there's this culture. There's this culture of this liberal male feminist thing. They talk the talk. And you know, if they get an amount of power so that they can influence, you know, society in some sort of way, they can exert their sexual predatory behavior and get away with it because women are like, well, he's Bill Clinton.
Well, this started off with like a lot of the whole like contraception everywhere movement,
right,
sort of thing was started by horn dog dudes who just wanted to chuck it in any woman on earth and not have to worry about getting that phone call.
Yes. And there's like this weird culture. And I think that Anthony Weiner is like a product of this sort of culture where he feels that he has some sort of amount of power. And so he can just do this because he's a liberal guy. He's, you know, it's just so strange to me. It's really strange. And women fall for it all the time because they, you know, the liberal media and liberal politicians, they make these promises. And they assume that, you know, the man making the promise is on their side. And really, honey, he isn't. He is not. And it just, I don't know. I look at Bill Clinton standing up there and, like, you know, talking about women's rights and you know, politicking for his wife. And I just, it makes me ill.
And here's another interesting thing is you hear this often with the, like, feminist social justice warrior thing on the, oh, you got to get rid of the male patriarchy and their rape culture. And
yeah.
And there's, like, all this talk of, like, rape culture as if, like, somehow, like, us dudes are sitting around going, yeah, you know, rape is pretty cool. I mean, we don't own up to it. It's not like, all right, you get some people around on there going, so like in the 80s, did you do some cocaine? Yeah, I did a lot of coke in the 80s. It was pretty awesome, but I gave that up and all that. But yeah, don't tell anybody that I did a lot of coke in the 80s because, yeah, that's all behind me. You'll never hear someone be like, oh, yeah, no, rape was awesome. Oh, God, there was this girl and, yeah, no, she was like too drunk and she kept saying no and that just made it even better. You never hear that. Like, there's no – the only people that are pro-rape are rapists. And probably even serial rapists. I've got to imagine that, like, a vast majority of the rape rapists, to use Whoopi Goldberg's term, but like not the dudes that, like, oh yeah, we were both drunk and she's ashamed of it, so she's accused me of rape. But the, yeah, no, I probably pushed that a little too far. I would even bet that a lot of those people are like, ugh, you know, and are doing whatever psychological stuff they need to do to deal with that business. But either way, besides actual rapists who are pro-rape, Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin.
Yeah, apparently. And, oh, and Amanda Marcotte, you know, that liberal writer, journalist, I'm using the finger quote. Oh,
what'd she do? Because, I mean, obviously Hillary did whatever she could to prop up her man and give him all the fuel for his political power, and Huma's all big on the whole Sharia law business where, yeah, no, let's, yeah, if you're a woman, you've got no sexual rights whatsoever.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was Amanda Marcotte. I could be wrong, but about the whole Bill Clinton rape thing, because what's her face? Juanita Broderick
mm-hmm.
came out and she's been giving a lot of very specific details about Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. And this liberal, I'm assuming it's Amanda Marcotte because she's such a piece of crap. Somebody can correct me. I don't know. Look it up. I don't care at this point. They're all the same to me. But she basically was like, well, maybe he did rape her. Because, like, after reading the Juanita Broderick stuff, she was like, well, maybe he did rape her. But I'm sure he's grown as a person now.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, come so far, and I'm sure he really regrets it. And, you know, that sort of thing. So it's okay. You know, it's Bill Clinton. He's grown as a person.
It's very much like the left's whitewashing of Robert Byrd. Like,
yeah, it's exactly
all these same. Apologists talking about, like, oh, Robert Byrd learned to see the error of his ways. No, he didn't. You're just saying he did.
He just got better at hiding it or, you know, whatever.
He just, you know,
he doesn't even hide it. They just ignore it.
Yeah. And he stopped wearing the sheets in public yeah. is all he really did. I mean, when did he enter into politics? Because they were saying like he supported civil
Christ
rights.
Was an altar boy.
Yeah. But well, was he old enough to be part of the Civil Rights Act?
Oh, here it is. Here
I don't
is.
Think
I
Robert
found it.
Byrd.
I found it.
Wow. It's, if you search Robert Byrd, the second hit on Google is Ku Klux Klan members in U.S. politics. Ouch. Nice.
It's the
1953. He was a U.S. rep starting in 1953. So, yeah, he predated
the Civil Rights Act. So how did he vote on that?
Well,
let's see.
I have to correct myself.
NAACP mourns the passing of U.S. Senator Robert Byrd.
Yep. I read that quote.
Holy motherfucker.
I have to correct myself. It was Rebecca Schoenkopf.
Ah.
From Wonkette. That was kind of like the Bill Clinton apologist. And her reasoning was, back in the 80s when he did this rape, it wasn't like rape is today. Back then, guys didn't think of that as rape.
So according to her, Bill Cosby's perfectly fine then?
Well, probably. I mean, she's going to be, you know.
All right. So just so you know, I found it here is the is that Robert Byrd indeed filibustered against the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Right.
Of course he did.
And of course, the Wikipedia page says Byrd said he regretted filibustering the voting against the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and would change it if he had the opportunity. Citation is there's a different citation here. Yeah. Either way, no, he was absolutely a civil rights activist.
Wow.
Here is the quote about Bill Clinton from Rebecca Schoenkopf. She says, "I can absolutely see Bill Clinton doing this then, not now, and not even thinking of it as rape, but thinking of it as dominant alpha sex. I can see a lot of men doing that during that time period. Before we started telling them in the 80s, hey, that is rape. Do not do that. I can see your nice grandpa doing that back then."
Biting someone's lip until it bleeds?
Right.
Really? Yeah, yes. That's totally, yeah. That was happening all over in the 1970s.
While they're right. Fucking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because, you know, we'll all do that.
So I fully expect, you know, in the same vein, I fully expect someday Anthony Weiner is going to be president of the United States. Because why not?
Because he's a Jew.
Well, there's that.
That's why not.
I want Bibi
Netanyahu. Joe Lieberman proved we'll never elect a Jew.
I would elect Bibi Netanyahu, but he's not American. Dang it.
I'd crawl over broken glass to believe
it. I know. I know. Did you see, still on the Clintons, because, hey, Hillary Clinton is running for president. It came out today that they found more emails about Benghazi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. After she left the State Department.
After. Yeah.
After. Classes. She's sending classified documents on an unsecured server after leaving the State Department.
But the theory is that those emails were probably about the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, it was. She was shunting donations for, you know.
Does that make it better or worse?
Right.
Because, apparently if you wanted to have the ear of the Secretary of State, she had a nice little Patreon account called the Clinton Foundation.
And you know, you had to kiss her ring, too.
And hey, guess what? Patreon members get to meet with a government official in a professional sense. Yeah, because that's literally pay to play. But
totally not like the mafia at all. Totally.
Oh, the Clintons are such gangsters.
The mafia is going, damn.
Yeah.
Freaking John Gotti slapping his kid going, what the fuck couldn't you be like them?
It's true. Is Gotti still alive?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Passed away a few years back.
Okay. Oh, those silly darkies.
2002. Okay.
Really?
Okay. 14 years back.
Wow.
Wow.
Ah, Jay's old. Which, by the way, speaking of old, my left eyebrow is going like completely gray.
I have one white eyebrow hair, and it freaks me out more than the rest of, like, my hair is almost silver. But the one eyebrow hair freaks me out more than the hair on my head.
Just one?
I don't know why. I just have one. It's just like one white eyebrow hair.
Pluck that shit.
Do you have hairy ears?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It'll happen.
That's weird, man. Like, what is the purpose of that?
It keeps them warm.
It's you know, like the other male body hair stuff, I can kind of understand in a general sort of way. But the ear hair?
So are you talking about like the little tufts at like the tops of the ears, or are you actually talking about in the ear canal?
No,
the,
all the of it.
Brillo all pads of it. That grows
so,
on the inside.
So this is a two-phase. So just
all of it.
Part of like male getting older, like skin type changes and all that. So stuff starts growing like more like sparse, goofy hair, and people start losing hair and all. I don't know the full genetics behind it, but there's just some weird like male dimorphism thing where just skin will just start growing hair.
It's so weird.
That's the outside of the ear. Now the inside of the ear is actually designed to
block the female voice.
It also what? That it's to keep dirt and debris, bugs and shit out of it. And
yes, but why wouldn't you need the big ear hair like when you're younger?
Well, it just starts going crazy as you get older.
Yes, strange. Yes, it does.
Jay, yeah,
that's hysterical.
That's why I said not yet, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, I spent like a year and a half in college trying to grow a mustache, and now I'm like, I shave in the morning, and by noon, I can light matches off of my face.
What? Oh, my gosh.
The stubble is like, it's ridiculous.
Homer Simpson stubble?
Yes. Yes. I turn away from the mirror, and it goes, and it all pops back.
How about you, Alan?
Yeah, I have that same problem.
The face hair?
Yeah. It grows like crazy.
Ugh.
And I think my ears, the hair in my ears grows even faster.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Like, I got to, like, if I care, I got to, like, trim that out, like, twice a day.
Wait. Okay. I just, for reference, are you talking about the inside or the outside?
Hair. Yes.
The ear. Yeah, it's those little hairs that grow right on the edge.
Okay. So how do you,
it's not the hair that grows out of your ear.
No, it's not inside your ear canal. It's just the it's like, you ever see a, like an old dude with really hairy ears?
Yes, it looks like it's coming out of their ear.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, but not really.
It's still on the outside, but it's on the like the inner cup. Right.
Right. It's like butthole hair. Yeah.
So you hit it.
It's okay. It's like it's the cartilage of the ear, not the canal.
Right. So you hit it,
and it comes out the top.
Yeah. You hit it with the trimmer, and it's gone.
I try to hit it with the razor, and like every third or fourth time, I chop half my ear off.
Yeah. I plucked a nose hair once.
Oh my god! That's
that's the worst.
That was like the biggest mistake ever. It's horrible.
Nose hairs are awful.
I clipped my ear once, and it looked like the scene from Psycho. I shave in the shower. It's the time. It looked, I was looking for Tony Perkins because there's just blood pouring down the drain in the shower.
Yeah,
I'm looking in my little shaving mirror, and I'm like, it is this tiny little nick, but it's pumping out arterial blood.
Yeah, head cuts.
Do you know why it looked like it was pumping out arterial blood, Jay?
Because it was.
Because it was pumping out arterial blood. But yeah.
It's not anus blood. That would just be silly.
Yeah. Well, anuses have arteries in them too, just so you know.
What?
Anus arteries.
Good to know.
But yeah. No, but Brita, I had an ingrown nose hair once. And I was just like,
oh my God.
And so I just had like just this painful lump inside my nose. Like it was actually so bad you could actually see the bottom of it on the outside of my nose.
Oh no.
Like there was a little red spot on the outside of my nose, and I'm like, oh God, I need to do something about this.
So you look like Ted Kennedy.
Getting there. So I latched on a pair of tweezers onto the hair sticking out of it, and just like so many tears. Just tears and like involuntary noises that were just happening. Like I was like crying and going.
Oh man! Oh,
yeah, that is the worst.
Next week on Gross Bodily Functions.
Old people talk about old people things.
Oh God!
Hey Jay, are you regular?
as Tommy would say, so gross.
Yes. Regular doesn't even describe it. Apparently I eat too much fiber or something.
You know what's good for that?
Mexican
food? It's not fiber. No, kefir.
I've been telling you for how long?
You drink a little kefir every morning.
A bad word for South Africans, really?
Fermented milk.
Yeah.
What does the kefir do?
It bacterializes your colon.
It's probiotic.
Dude, I could weaponize my colon.
Yeah, but Jay's issue is evidently you can like set a watch by the second to his poops.
Well,
Oh God. It is. It's like, yep, it's morning. Yep.
Well, he probably has a healthy ecosystem in there.
No, that's what I'm going. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Like I'm like clockwork regular. Except when I go on vacation.
Oh yeah.
Forget it.
Yep. I cannot. Nope. On vacation,
thank goodness.
That's that's the nature of the beast. Is
when
like
when your pooping options on vacation are kind of slim, it's nice not to have to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, except for when you're enjoying a fine beach sunset and you're just going, oh my God, I'm so bloated and backed up.
Pepto.
All I want to do is poop right now in this sand dune.
Damn, that was a big cat.
Did you ever see those laxative commercials where it's got like the person and they're just looking all horrible and dingy, and then they show the picture of the laxative, and then you see them all like walking happily and being all like do 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 do. I've definitely had those moments. There's definitely been times where I've stepped out of the bathroom and go, "Holy shit, they're right."
I've had moments where the EPA is actually coming and close the bathroom. Like, nope. Just, fill with concrete.
Start cleaning it with a flamethrower.
It's like, no. Just fill it in with concrete. Done. It's done. Can never be used. Salt the earth so nothing may ever grow here.
just backflow it. Put the concrete block on the next mission to the sun.
Oh, goodness. So gross.
Yep. Poop.
Drink.
But yeah, kefir keeps you up. So what happens if you drink kefir on vacation?
You go back in time.
Yeah. that's the old thing is, yeah. What if you make a little cocktail mixing NyQuil and DayQuil?
Oh God.
Don't cross the streams.
It's a lot like if you, you mix like Red Bull and, vodka.
What was the Four Loko?
Four yes. Loko.
Banned in Massachusetts because you know. Banned.
No, that was federal. That's federal.
Yeah,
it started and, by and anywhere. And you can still buy them in Massachusetts, but just now they just went fuck you. Then they took the caffeine out. And oddly, Mara Healy hasn't said anything about that.
I think we're dead in the air.
Yep.
Yep, it's up there, and that's official. Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week.
We kind of touched on our topics.
Yeah,
mostly.
Other than Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, Venezuela.
I found the article. About ultra-violent gang warfare, and really, all I took out of it was the picture where the cops have like this, you know, textbook Weaver stance.
To be fair, it was a nice and tight Weaver stance, which makes a lot of sense because the guy was pieing around a corner. And that's one of the nice things about the Weaver stance is when you're shooting isosceles, you can either have the gun at a compressed ready or out and ready to go. In Weaver, you could be out and ready to go and almost at a compressed ready. So that's why I like it. I also wear a shoulder holster, so therefore you can clearly see where I'm rooted.
The 80s.
So,
and a 1911. Jay.
Yes.
Do you think I may officially be like the youngest person to carry a 1911? Like, you polymer striker-fired guns are so fucking good now. That my nephew got a fourth gen Glock 19. And I remember when I used to hate Glocks. This one didn't suck. It's got the shit-tastic sights on it, but really, the trigger is decent.
You already said Glock.
Huh?
You already said Glock, so yeah, shit-tastic plastic sights.
Yeah, it's shit-tastic plastic sights. But still, it's one of those, like, it's a decent gun.
I love my M&P. I'm at the point now, I want a shield with the Apex trigger, so it's the same pull, and I've got one gun to stick in a pocket, and one gun when I don't have to.
Yeah. No, I mean, polymer guns are so nice that, like, I'm just wondering, like, am I literally, like, the youngest dude you'll ever meet that carries a 1911?
Yes, but you are.
Funny note,
we have to go.
Funny that you mentioned Miami Vice, though. I got one more thing.
I got it. I don't have
to. All right.
Alan's got to poop. Right,
bye, everybody.
Alan's got to go poop and shave his hair.
Good night, Internet.
Good night. See you next week.